Ja, als je, net zoals ik vroeger, veel miniatuurauto's gehad hebt als kind, onder andere Corgi Toys, en je ziet dit, dan denk je, oh, Corgi Toys bestaat niet meer. Pieter van Holmby, de Engelse firma die veel met modelbouw doet, die heeft Corgi omarmd. A lot of Corgi Toys here from the 60s, the 50s and the 60s.
Yes, we have a nice collection of Corgi from the 60s, even back earlier, which are very expensive models now, if you can find them in boxes. Well, we have a nice selection of them, and then we started, this all came down when we purchased Corgi. We're slowly building up a collection. People do come into us some days and say, oh, would you like this for your museum? And then we say, yes, thank you very much. So then we go on, going through the years now. Motorbikes we made,
70
then we get more now.
Noddy erbij zien.
Noddy, we do the racing cars as well. And Corgi is a very, very good model. A lot of people used to knock it a bit, but because when Dinky Toys, but of course when Corgi come out, they had windows, and it all changed. That's it. So then we do lovely buses.
Jaren 90 al, de trams.
Yeah, trams. We do trams, buses, coaches, lorries. And for the French market,
television, I
tell
know.
It, yeah,
The 40, Beatles,
yeah,
also.
yeah, the Beatles, yes, we've done them for the Beatles, Fawlty Towers. then we come now, we do the lovely big lorries now, beautiful lorries, beautiful lorries. And then also, we do some specials.
In Gouden, yeah.
And we also, if like a company, say Ford Motors come to us and said, would you make us a model so that we can give them out at Christmas as a present, we do that for them, what we call under license.
Ja. Wil je de Corgi's zien, dan moet je even naar Holmby komen. Ja, dan kun je ze zien en ook kopen, want het merk Corgi bestaat nog steeds. De Holmby Factory, de fabriek bestaat nog en ook het museum kun je altijd bezoeken. En daarna kom je natuurlijk in de winkel. Alle informatie kun je vinden bij holmby.com.